Listeners, this is Barbariana.
She's a killing machine!
And welcome to another episode of the Liberation Industries Role-Playing Podcast. For those of you who have made it this far without encountering our foul language, adult themes, or blatant alcoholism, frankly, you surprise me. Please be advised that this episode contains all such things. And now, please strap on your Davy Crockett hats and enjoy Martyrs of the Frozen City.
You already are part car. I mean, that just seems very...
Who's part car?
What? Oh, my car.
That's true. That's so. That's what you could use your manufacturing thing to do. Turn my car into some sort of fucking crazy armor.
Robo.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much
armor.
Dead, my car. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
along
on fire
with you.
And crashed into it.
I'm
you did
gonna
feel the chip
loot
oil.
That
you and your car are on equal footing right now.
That's what savvy heads are good for.
Oh yeah, you could just create a car. Yeah. Well, that's good.
And make a cybernetic marmot.
Robo-mom. I was thinking time machine, but, you know...
Well, one option was time machine, the other one I'm thinking was...
The 5 million peso marmot.
You rebuild... Like, if you wanted to change playbooks, you just rebuild him as a driver who's just like a meat sack in the driver's seat, fired into everything. He is
Transformer,
dying,
yeah.
So, yeah.
I'll build you whatever you want.
Yeah, it's fairly close to dying right now.
What was the
Because you're at 10, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, 11.
Oh.
Yeah, that means you're bleeding out.
I have to
drop
out my highlights.
Things are only going to get worse from here.
Yeah. Erase my highlights too.
What was the unnatural sexiness thing?
Mm. Oh, unnatural lust transfixion?
Yes.
A brainer move?
Yeah.
Yes, you can take that as another playbook move.
Yeah.
It makes you roll weird to seduce instead of hot.
Mm.
Praying mantis, like, yeah.
Yes.
Sleep with you and then bite your fucking head off. And then take your glove for some friggin' reason.
But do you want me to go over my holding things?
Yes, what is your holding looking like?
So I've got small population.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got anxiety and stuff hungry.
Alright.
I took manufactory.
So they build stuff, great.
Yeah. Wasn't too sure about that. Fred likes the idea of guns, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. the capacity to have someone who makes guns is very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But I got well disciplined because no one's gonna fuck with Dent.
they've learned their lesson, yeah.
And I went with upgraded armory as well.
Right,
again,
so
to kind of fit in with the manufacturing thing.
You have quite a serious gang there, but they're medium. Okay, wow. You've had a gang of militants, like a gang of paramilitaries, move into your cinema. That's and wait a second.
Does he have like four dots in gang?
It's looking a bit that way, yeah. So you've got what, medium gang, harm four?
Yep.
Murder machines, yeah.
I could have made it large at harm
four. You could have made it large, but yeah. I'm just thinking medium gang in a population of 60 means that like
half of them are gang.
Yeah, four out of five of them are military, which is interesting. That's okay.
I thought.
I remember what my next.
Half of the population was just
mm-hmm. the med.
Mm. I thought half of the population were just like civilians, essentially, and the gang was a separate entity.
No. Like they're all your citizens, as it were. Oh,
okay.
The gang are still
well,
your
I have
citizens.
Like,
so.
Add life support to your workspace.
Yeah, so you
really
have breeders as well.
I do some rolls quick. Move free.
Well, that depends what your highlights are. This.
Yeah.
I really want everyone
it's
to
good for a god to have
me
a civilization.
Because
I'm thinking though that you might have to hit me with another negative thing. There were two things that I kind of wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I went with decadent and perverse, taking with all like theater crazies,
yeah, they're
well armed,
yeah.
And then just like losing their shit.
So that's savagery, yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing. But I wanted like the high end thing as well. So but I wasn't sure.
Well, you went with small holding and savagery, didn't you?
You're
that
more
was,
likely
oh,
to
you
be
wanted
her
a disadvantage as well.
No, that's the thing. Like, the things that I wanted
mm-hmm.
ended up with savagery twice.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is that savagery as a want twice, or savagery as a surplus and a want?
As a want twice.
Okay, well, yeah, that just makes super savagery.
Oh, okay, cool.
We call it savagery squared in the business.
Well, but you've heard of me.
Okay.
Alrighty, so...
In Fable...
Alright, starting off, Barbariana, who has the highest hex with you?
Dent
does.
My wine cup. Do I get plus one?
No, Dent gets to highlight one of your stats, so...
Hard.
Hard was highlighted from last time. Cool. I'm gonna highlight cool, because you were doing that a lot last time and didn't really get paid for it, so... There you go.
Just talking about it, that's why the pencil's there.
Yeah.
Because he does the thing.
You know how this works. It means you get pseudo bobbles for doing awesome stuff, particularly in these veins. We used to have bobbles for XP in our old game.
We do have bobbles.
We have them somewhere, but yeah, this one's actually on paper. All right, Lemma, who's got the highest hex with you?
Buddy, but she's not here, so October.
Sharp.
Currently in the closet.
You're in my closet!
Alright, sharp, and go weird, why not?
Thank you.
Yeah,
because I roll weird a lot.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Go with the grain in this case. October, who's got the highest hex with you?
Everyone except for Pedro.
Choose somebody other than Pedro.
Alright, you pick one of them.
Alright, Lama.
Go hot. Because that'll amuse me how you'll use that from a closet.
Good luck!
Hello! Hot and, let's see, what have we not used in a while? I think you're going to need to play it cool on this one. play it cool on this one, October. Dent, who's got your highest hex?
Pedro! Oh, sweet.
Well, hard.
Blossoming friendship. Yeah.
No. You just know that. I'm going
to
say that.
Glad I made the decision not to wear my uniform here.
Go on. Yeah, it feels like that kind of session. Dent is playing the politics game. Alright, Pedro, who is dying? Who is your best friend right now? Well, the person you manipulate the most.
Okay, Oh, you mean Hex, highest
Hex, highest
is...
Hex.
Dent. I'm gonna be dying this match, so...
Okay, hard.
Okay, hard for Pedro.
You wanted to die in glorious battle.
Let's make it happen.
Try and extend that battle a little, yeah.
And hard and sharp, because you may as well go out as marmot as possible.
For me to tell you stuff about your grenade launcher.
Yep.
I have some wine.
Hover this for a second, would you?
Oh, it is on, okay.
Yeah, I've been recording your entire lives, folks. I have something on all of you.
We're in Canada.
Yeah, still in Canada.
No, Canada, like French Canada, is the best Canada in the land.
Shh. What just
the marijuana plants are
like
sleeping.
What is happening?
This is how we live now.
Remember when I said this is how my life is on a day-to-day basis? I meant that. That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah,
I
don't know, still my favorite is when we...
Or at Kit's house. How weird is my life then?
Yeah. I can only
Alrighty.
How weird
send
is.
That back to Sai.
Thank you.
Yes. Alright, now
like
we have start of session moves for your followers and your holding.
Alright, what do we do?
October's is a roll plus one, Dent's is a roll plus hard. I don't think anyone else has followers or such
roll
things.
Roll plus
today.
One?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just roll.
I chose not to go for the
food. Yeah, I don't think
man.
You have followers.
Woo!
That's a miss!
That's
and
such a miss.
Okay, your wants are Savage
food.
And...
Yes.
And what's the other one?
Savage and... Savage and lack of luxury, so
disease?
Health.
Disease.
Ah, right. Good.
Oh.
Good for you, sir.
Also a question.
Hmm?
What's the difference between a tag for a gang and a want?
Tags are the good things and the bad things.
Okay.
Wants are the bad things.
Okay, I'll move Savagery up to wants then.
Pardon?
I'll move Savagery up to wants.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, so...
Careful.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
You're,
okay, because both your gang and your holding are savage, so... Yeah, it's alright. It's a lot of savagery going around.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense
no.
in context.
Yeah.
So you need to roll.
Whatever it was.
So what am I rolling? Plus...
plus hard. Because you are now the hard holder.
Seven.
Seven, alright. You get your surplus, because you have a shit ton of hard. But, yeah, lucky you. You get your surplus, but choose one want.
What's anxiety actually do?
They tend to close up extremely paranoid. Probably, makes sense in context, but yeah.
Okay, if it makes sense.
So
essentially, I will go anxiety.
They will probably stick to the holding rather than venturing out and doing interesting things.
That works for me.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
Stay safe!
Stay there. Wait, well.
No, this was just the fault of the various factions currently operating. Oh dear, oh boy.
Rabina!
Alrighty. Rock and roll. Okay. We come to the... Alright. Currently, Lemma, you're listening on the radio. Everything was going so well. You've barely got any people shouting down the comms line that your arms are snakes, like was happening a few hours ago. Operation Grand Theft Sheet Metal seemed to be going really well, and then some sort of fracas kicked off, and there was a lot of screaming, and a lot of static, and occasional swear words from voices you couldn't really hear. And, you know, as a savvy head, you get a sort of sense for explosions, and there are explosions happening in the sort of middle distance. And you've got a woman with her, like, clothing partially shredded locked in your closet.
I do.
How's that going for you?
Oh, really good. Like, I'm enjoying it.
So this whole cultist attempting to steal sheet metal and...
It's not going very well by the sounds of things.
Yeah, the operation appears to have been compromised.
I think I'm going to have to leave her in the closet and make my way into the fray.
Alright, you're going to try and get into the fray?
I'm going to take my weird Gatling gun, whatever.
Yeah,
weird.
Oh, your hand... Your, alright, yeah, the hand...
I can't remember what it was.
The hand-wound, possible rail gun.
Yeah, I don't actually know what it does. I made it. But.
Yeah, you built it, but yeah, it's weird, is
it's
what it
weird.
Is.
It's weird.
My arm's getting tired.
Just something will happen when I pull this thing.
Problem in Apocalypse World is that there aren't very many quality assurance analysts.
So,
that could be your next character.
It's you come round and you help
I'm the QA.
You mentioned...
You're even wearing a bow tie, that's totally perfect.
You mentioned running an angel, so... Guys, the OH&S here is terrible.
I'm
gonna have to write you
up
for this.
You've got your crank-powered railgun sort of spinning madly. October, you hear her spinning up the thing. From the other side of the closet door.
I'm still in semi-trance.
Oh, you're coming around.
Oh, okay.
You recognize that ominous cranking.
You'll know that anywhere for the rest of your life.
After she, you know, punched you, and you are severely injured, right? She punched you hard enough to give you brain damage.
Yeah.
You tried to rush... Yeah, I remember. You tried to rush her, and she punched you in the face with her Amazon fists, and, you may have a brain hemorrhage.
You're lucky.
So, what do you do?
I'll make you make better decisions.
I examine my surroundings.
You're in a closet. I'll give you that one for free.
I started already.
What do I feel?
All right. Are you trying to read a charge situation? Is
yes.
that what you're doing, Jack? Okay.
Yes,
roll away.
Finally, a good roll.
What's
that's
that?
Like in 11.
11 plus
11
whatever.
Plus
yeah.
One.
So you get 3 questions off the list. Go for your life. There is a fracas going on outside. There is the ominous cranking coming from
the
captain.
I am examining the inside of a cupboard, is what I'm doing, and I have 3 questions about it.
Oh.
Ask those questions. I keep shit in my cupboard, so, you know, there'll be something.
It's dangerous, yeah.
Don't forget booby traps.
Lots of booby traps.
That's giving him too much leverage.
Okay, what should I be on the lookout for?
What harm are you at?
Hey, I am at, like...
I think it's 10, isn't it?
9. 10 o'clock?
You're at 10 o'clock?
Yes.
The most immediate threat is the fact that, Yeah, you have suffered brain damage and are going to be dropping in and out of consciousness. You're dying.
No, okay, so, yeah, so is...
Death.
Doc, all right, do I need brain surgery? It's like, well, I can do your eyebrows, honey.
Yeah, so, is there anything there that I could use to not die?
You're not really a medical type.
I can...
So is this way the best way past death? Is that what we're talking about? Okay.
Yes, the best way past death.
You're looking for the best way past death. Alright.
Turn to Jesus.
So God.
Beyond attempting some sort of...
Repent.
Can I do a triage in the dark using rusty tools?
You can't use it
in
the dark with the rusty tools.
Especially since one of you triage only works when there's a group.
Yeah, your best bet is to get...
My tools would not be rusty.
...is to get the Amazon mechanic to help you somehow.
With my big muscles.
Yeah. She might not be a doctor... But at the moment, there's no way you're getting back to Doc Oranges alive. Well, I mean, you could. We have the cheat death mechanism, which I have explained earlier, but... Yeah.
Okay, so if it has something to do with that, then I'm going to borrow one from the Rita person, since it's the same thing, and it is, how could I get your character to...
Help you?
Help me.
Please.
Yeah, what does
I know where there's a secret stash of sheet metal.
What would October have to do for Lemma to help her to perform vague triage?
What do I want?
That's a kicker. What does Lemma want?
What
right
does Lemma
now?
Want? I mean, she does want to. She does want to practice all the life supporting things. she wants to get there. So,
you got a seducer.
Yeah, but he actually asked the question. Like, what does he have to do? I want you to use the hot roll. So yeah, go on,
all
give
right.
it a go.
That's an option. But the thing is, a hot roll.
Yeah, no.
And a hot roll always requires some sort of leverage. If they're manipulating, they're offering you something in exchange. If they're seducing, they're offering themselves. Mm. That's sort of the dividing line.
Does she have anything else to offer?
I think some beans.
You have beans? I have a growing facility. What do your beans do? Try and convince me of the power of beans.
You have magic beans.
Convince me of the power.
Oh, that would turn this
beans.
A completely different direction.
Your beans.
Tell me about
magic
your beans,
talk.
Woman.
And then we find some giants.
Yeah, from memory, you do have you do have like a barter
stuff
kicking around.
I have all kinds of beans, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Convince me that I should grow your beans. Except for the fact that I could probably grow your beans after you're dead. So.
Well, convince
but
her anyway.
Convince me that I need you to grow your beans.
Well, essentially, let's get a hard answer on that question. What does Lemma want?
What does Lemma
do for Lemma?
Lemma is always interested in new stuff.
Right.
New stuff.
So,
convince me that it's something new that I haven't seen before.
Or how about, like, help me get the glove off and you can have it or something?
That's an interesting
question. You did like the idea of the glove and then it freaked you out.
Yeah, okay. Convince me,
Offer the chance
glove.
To research the glove.
That's
yeah.
a good
yeah.
quest time.
That's that's
thank you, sir.
Okay, good.
Go.
Roll. No, alright, yeah, let's...
Roll.
Make things
roll.
So... play it out. You're heading for the door, cranking the railgun.
Yeah.
You hear a pitiful whimper from inside the closet. Jack, whimper away.
Oh.
October, whimper away.
Roll.
No, don't roll yet. We're getting...
Oh, he's still whimpering.
Yeah. Make your argument.
Whimper.
Make your whimpering argument. Yeah.
I've heard of you. You wanted my glove. You can study it.
You've heard of me. Like
everyone's heard of you.
Fair.
Yes.
Have you wandered back to the closet at this point?
Yeah, I'm standing outside the closet.
She's a little hard to hear over the crank.
I'm still cranking. Like, you better talk a bit louder. Like, I've got to get the power up in this thing.
I've had a hard day.
So you've had a hard day. A half-naked lady came into my home, and then I touched her glove, and it freaked me out. So I put her in a closet.
Yes, about that glove. I don't want it. Do you want it?
That's not.
It hurts.
Bartering.
That's keep me. I like this dynamic.
What is
it? It has powers. It
has powers. What kind of powers? Where'd you get the glove?
I killed someone for it.
Ooh, now that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But how are you going to make the glove safe for me? Because I touched it and it was weird.
We can figure that out.
Together.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. You may attempt to seduce, manipulate if you like.
Go.
Four, six, seven.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it does work.
All seven, right. So
yes.
you get a choice, Jack. Essentially, it becomes a little incentive for Lemma. You can either have her act under fire to not help you with the glove, or you can give her an experience to help you with the glove. Carrot or stick.
I want help with the glove because the glove intrigues me.
All right. Yeah. So we'll just say experience then.
Yeah.
If you're willing to roll with this,
for her or
for you?
For me.
Yeah. So because you're going along with her harebrained scheme, you let her out of the closet. You take a moment to stop cranking to unlock it, and then you can start cranking again.
Yeah.
But
I tumble face first.
Oh. Yeah, tumbles face first out of the closet. Nose is bleeding quite a bit, just dripping onto the concrete.
I'm breathing.
Okay, I'm going to pick you up by the back of your shirt, your tattered shirt, and put you on a table.
All right, you put her on a table.
And I put her on a table. And then, I suppose, it's do something under fire or to attempt to make her not die.
Yeah, all right, so you sort of spread her on a table and sort of shake your head at the sorry state of affairs, and an explosion echoes in the distance. We cut scene. Let's just say there's a whimpering from the table. And on the subject of whimpering, hey, Pedro. You're bleeding out in a snowdrift.
Oh, yeah.
Barbariana fucking drop-kicked you out the door of your flaming car. She may have been trying to save you.
She's a saving machine?
The snow...
She's a killing machine!
Anyway, the snow has put out the fire, at least. And around you, you see Barbariana just laying about
just
with the grenade launcher. You know, bursts of meat flying in all directions.
Bursts of meat.
People meat.
Meat bursts,
yeah. Yeah.
Where's Dent
we'll
at the moment?
Strap him to the cannon.
Dent is
I was
doing
parlaying
his,
with
Yeah, he was chatting with the odd looking woman in the lacy pseudo priest wear.
That's right, you were talking
nearby?
They're a little ways away, near the burning wreck of your car. So the fight is clearly winding down.
Not too under suppressing fire.
Barbariana
killing machine!
Clearly has this. Puzzle this one out. That's some serious hazelnut right there.
It's not poo.
Oh dear.
Get the woman some paper towel, Jesus.
What is wrong with this?
Hazelnut overdose.
Okay.
I have hazelnut everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, so my first problem is getting the hell away from.
Yep. So what what does Pedro do?
I'm gonna try and hide from Barbariana because she clearly hates me.
I just saved your scrawny hide.
Yeah.
Worthless.
Oh,
well, that's true,
really,
but
everywhere.
It does seem reasonable to want to hide from you.
Yeah, you are pretty fucking scary.
Mama's sense is tingling.
All right, so what's the plan? Where do you hide?
Okay. Alright, so I'm in a snowdrift and there's buildings around me, right?
Yep.
I guess I, like, go into one of those buildings to hide from her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you're gonna duck into one of the buildings. Okay, you're sort of wriggling through the snow. You pull yourself over the threshold of a blown-out door. Like, the whole building face is scorched. I mean, it was in bad shape before, but now it's been hit with a sort of stray grenade. You know, whole building face is scorched, and you sort of pull yourself over the threshold, and you realize that as you've crawled over the snow, you've left it like a trail of blood over it.
That's a problem. Damn cauterization not working. Okay.
Marmot blood on the snow.
You got your tail on.
Alright, so what do I do in the building? I guess I should...
Oh, yeah. Great.
I should try and...
I think your shirt has a winky face.
I've got... Oh, all my clues are missing now. Where did they all go? There's no more clues of things to try and do.
Oh, right, yeah, your clues.
I have another shirt.
Yeah, we mentioned Marla's dogs and the rumbling under the mountain.
Good thing you didn't wear your work clothes.
True.
Those are still on the boil. You solved the blight issue, which was the atom bomb that is currently resting in the middle of the road.
Yes, that's true.
Not in the boot still.
No,
so
no longer
good.
In the boot.
No,
yeah.
I rescued
I remember that part. It's been a while, but I do remember.
I want to read the sitch to see, like, I'll go weird to see when I'm going to die.
All right.
Does that make sense, going weird for that?
So, yeah, you'll yeah,
I want to find
see
out.
Death?
Like,
see
I
want
to try and see my death, yeah.
All right, yeah, you want You want to, alright, yeah, you want to reach into the psychic maelstrom and try and see your death. Okay, far away. What's that? Eight. Okay, yeah, so it's weird and terrifying. Okay, yeah, so you sort of close your eyes and you get that, sort of lounge jazz, and everything's black and white, and you see yourself. You sort of close up the, close your fur over the wound in your stomach and walk out the door, and there's a bullet and it just blows out the side of your head. And you think, okay.
The door that I'm at.
The door that you're inside now. It's like, you think, okay, going outside might be a bad idea. You sort of blink and another Pedro sort of sits down and some snow falls on him and he sort of shivers and falls over. And you realize there's so many ways you could die.
I was really hoping you're going to have a conversation with your existential self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you see like four or five Pedros, you know, one climbs up the window and an explosion blows him back in. And you think, okay, that's bad. But you see one Pedro, he sort of straps himself shut. He sort of glances out the window carefully, he glances out the door carefully, and then he just sort of sprints into a sort of small hole in the building and starts clambering through the crawl space, and he gets away. So you're not sure where he goes, but it's like the surrender to his marmot instincts has gotten him to safety.
Well, I'll go with that then.
Aren't you lucky I kicked you out of the burning car?
Well, yeah, I'm glad for that, but you're not right there to be thanking profusely so that you don't just kill me right there. Yeah. But
turn you into a hat. That's one of your fates, is just, it's like one of those,
I can't see,
barbarian
I can't see quite that far in the future
knife.
Yet, but yeah. Since it goes blank after I die, right?
Yeah, alright, so, yeah, you clamber up the crawl space, and you stagger out onto the roof. The rope ridges shake with the force of the final explosions, and it is cold, and you are badly hurt. You survey the carnage beneath you.
Okay, are any of the rope bridges, like, so that I can jump down onto the car? Or, like, going across the car?
Yeah, you could get above the car pretty easily. Yeah.
Okay.
The car is currently sort of half buried in the remains of a tin shack and burned, but yeah.
Yeah, right. So what I'm going to try and do... Because I know I'm, you know, in my death throes right now, I'm going to try and climb out over the car and then trying to set off the atom bomb.
Try and set off
what?
The atom bomb.
No! What is it? What did you? I just saved that
the
from
atom,
God,
the atom
no.
bomb is a little ways away from the car now because she dragged it out and the car's
rolled
down the hill.
Everyone's been promised the atom bomb.
Everyone wants the atom bomb, yeah.
Set it off. It'd probably at this point.
So yeah, you're badly hurt.
What's the most epic way that I could die? By setting off a fucking nuke. Come on.
Alright, you sort of clamber out, your blood still dripping through your pelt, and you're right above the atom bomb. Just a moment. What is Dent humming to himself as he like repeatedly caves the head of a shingle in?
Probably I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Yeah, that's it. If you could just hum that for a bit.
I know. But immediately, it's in my brain.
Dude, trouble. Dude.
Orin.
Dude, trouble.
I'm in the chorus.
Yeah. look, you can keep singing, but we have to move. Someone's in the temple.
In the temple?
Invaders, man. No time to explain. Go. Now.
Oh, shit.
Alright, so yeah, Den. And you see, from your perch.
You Den, haven't seen the last of me.
Yeah, and like.
Just making car noises.
Birdie and her cultists appear to have sort of staggered off into the snow. Den sort of. In his usual manner of having brutally killed someone, has just started running off at a dead sprint. You're not sure where he's going, but, yeah. So he just ran off. any response to that, Pedro? Or I mean, you see this happening. Incidentally, Barbariana,
well, yeah.
You also see Dent running the fuck away as you're, plugging a new speed loader of grenades into your launcher.
Have we won yet? What's going
on? You are in a field of corpses, yes, you have won.
Right, neat. Well, I'll reload my
grenade launcher usually tips the scales.
It's just a little bit in your favour.
Uh-huh. Alright, so... Well, I'm going to see him sprinting off, and since I have no one else to pulverise at the moment, I guess I'll go, oi! And just sprint off after him.
Yeah, alright, yeah, so you start following Dent near him.
Maybe I'll stop to pick up the... Stop to pick up the bomb.
I think picking up the atom bomb
as an aside, the A bomb is about as big as you are, so.
But I'm Barbariana!
You can, yeah, well, okay.
Maybe the two of you could carry it. But
yeah, the two of you together could carry it pretty easily.
That's the point.
It's a hefty,
maybe that's your motivation
metal,
for running after him.
Yeah. To get him to come back and help
you
with the bomb.
I mean, the car's messed up, so if you're going to move the thing, you might need help. I mean, yeah, you can try, but yeah, it'll probably slow you down, is all I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to make it an acting under fire to lug that and try and keep up with Den.
If you built a sled.
Like she has time to build a sled and to carry an atom bomb to follow
her. No, in my bonnet again.
okay, I think she'll just holster her weapons and chase after Den then.
Alright, Den, you're sprinting off through the winter streets. Any particular route in mind?
A direct one to the temple?
No, I'm just thinking, are you aiming for streets? Are you aiming for subtle? Are you just going to blunder down the middle of the road? Or?
I'm probably blunder.
Yep, blunder away.
On the left side.
I have trouble imagining Dent blundering.
Mm.
Well, I haven't taken
imagine,
oh yeah.
You're not quite unstoppable yet.
Let me help you with that then. Imagine the boulder from Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
But
nice.
With a face.
Yeah. Alright, so yeah, the massive form is sort of
not
sprinting down the road as
but
the.
Just in consequent to whatever else
momentum.
Is going on.
Yeah,
sure.
He's got a lot of momentum, yeah.
Plowing through.
Alright, so, yeah, Barbariana, occasionally there's a mutant that he just knocks to the ground. some of them scream things about their new prophet. You're sprinting along after him, snow's sort of clogging your visor. What do you do? Are you trying to get him to slow down?
Where are you going?
Back to the temple!
What temple?
My temple!
You have a temple?
Yes! I'm a god!
Now that's a bit different.
Okay.
Not what you were expecting.
Right.
Who's surprised by anything he does?
Alright, so Dan, if you can make an acting under fire for navigating the hazard that is the Frozen City.
Eight,
okay. Alright, yeah, so yeah, you're zipping along. And as you're going, you see, yeah, off to the left, you hear a familiar voice shout out from one of the upper windows. You sort of glance around briefly, and you recognize this place. You know, you know you've been here before. It was, you know, really solid shingles turf, and you're pretty sure that's Drano screaming, Drano the mushroom farmer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you hear her screaming from an upper floor window.
What's she screaming?
She's calling for help.
That's your friend.
Huh?
Drano, right?
Drano is Pedro. Pedro has had strong interactions.
Who
was
the?
No, that's one of my moves. Insano-like.
Insano-like Drano.
No.
Marla was the one.
Marla, she, okay.
So Drano
Marla,
is crying
Drano.
For help from a top window.
What was the gun I have?
It was the farmer.
Yeah, you got a mag.
And they'll come back.
Dirty Harry revolver.
It's oil now.
I have my monologue ready.
Your death monologue.
Norman, do we have time?
Same. We got our priorities, man. Invaders in the temple, do you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm
just gonna ignore it. Ignore it, yeah.
Alright, so Barbarian,
deal with the squishies.
You also hear screaming from the upper window.
Alright, I'll go investigate.
Alright, so yes, Dent sprints off in a direction you're not completely sure of.
He screams something about dealing with squishies, and I go, sure.
This is purely visual.
The listeners can assume whatever they like.
Just marking the territory.
Anyway, okay. So yes, Den starts screaming off in a in a direction you're not sure. Like you'll lose him in a snowdrift soon if you're not careful. So
he just shouted at me and said, "I am a god." I kind of feel that's a bit weird, and have decided I don't care.
So yeah, you leave him for the snow then.
He's clearly doing his own thing. Somebody here is screaming, and I had my own agenda of finding that mechanic lady and then. Getting the A-bomb and being able to barter useful stuff with her. So I was like, I don't actually have altogether that much connection to these fools anymore.
You investigate the cries for help.
You upset me, Dent!
Yeah. There's, a...
You changed,
my pickup
man.
Lines were so good.
What, why wouldn't you hold me in the snow like that? Said about me careening backwards out of a burning car, hugging a fucking
A-bomb,
pulling it back spine first into a snowdrift.
The times have changed.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, you let Den sprint off like a madman into the snow. You see the sort of multi-story tenement building ahead of you. It looks like someone's tried to put a desk over the door, but it's been torn off. There is a flight of steps leading up, and yeah, you sort of storm up those, no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Up the stairs, you follow the sound, and you burst into, it looks like someone's knocked down a bunch of the walls in this building, and like a lot of people in the Frozen City, from the sort of damp surface of the roof, they grow fungus. Lot of it's hallucinogenic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this fungus looks quite sick, but
it's fed on paints that are
In this case, yeah, it's also got radiation poisoning.
Radiation poisoning and grown out of paint thinner. I mean, really.
But
is that what the mushrooms are made out of?
Yeah, when you've got nothing else to eat, hey.
It gets kind of creepy.
So yes,
give
you do.
Go.
Yeah, across the room, sort of backed into a corner
on the
roadside.
Yeah.
You see Drano cornered by a heavyset looking mutant with a machete. Sort of, we'll call him Hunch, because he's distinctly hunched and has a sort of lopsided face. There's two other mutants in the area, one with an eye patch, we'll call Blinky. And,
please call the other one Clyde.
Blinky and Clyde, very well. Clyde is, sort of shaved-headed female mute. But, who was the first one?
Blinky.
Hunch. Yeah,
oh,
Hunch.
Hunch.
Hunch is sort of menacing, menacing Drano in a corner, backhands her across the face while she's calling for help out the window. And in the meantime, Blinky and Clyde are scraping mushrooms off the roof into a bag.
Okay, how close to me are all of these people? So if I'm here and what's her name?
Drano.
Drano is in the corner being beaten up by Hunch.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, where are the other two? Like
the other two are sort of between you and Hunch and Drano.
Mm-hmm.
They've sort of got a couple of ramshackle crates and they're scraping mushrooms off the ceiling.
Any conversation
at all
that I can overhear?
Yeah, you hear Hunch
Carlos.
And he is fucking spitting.
No.
It is like, you hear a lot of references to our prophet and the new body that she's taken. And how this will be the salvation of all the twisted. and that they will inherit the earth. So it's a lot of proselytizing.
But no actual information as to why he's in there menacing a mushroom dealer.
In this case, yeah, you can gather from the situation that they're just here to loot the mushrooms.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I shall pull out my gun.
Which one?
The Magnum.
The Magnum.
For finesse.
For close work, yeah.
And I'm gonna shoot Hunch in the back of the head.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like a seize by force. No need for subtlety. Actually, no, he's not even aware of you yet. That's a going aggro, which... Yeah, normally you go aggro, you make a demand. Fucking die is a perfectly legitimate demand. So...
Yeah.
All right.
We'll go with that.
Aggro away. Roll your hard. And you may highlight experience for that. So you've got hard 3, because you're insano like Draenor. So that's what, 9, 12? Yeah, you're well clear. So, yeah, you mark an experience bubble, because you've got hard highlighted. And, yeah, most of Hunch's brain just goes out the shattered window.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you need that?
Draenor is caught under the body and is still screaming, but it's more, oh crap, I'm covered in brains. Oh, kind of screaming, but, yeah. Yeah, Blinky and Clyde spin around. One of, you know, Clyde drops the mushroom bag and goes for a hunting knife.
Yeah, immediately sights on her, be like, really? Really?
Look at your life. Look at your choices.
Who the fuck are you?
Really don't think that matters much, because if you keep coming at me like this, I'm going to get upset, and then your brain goes out the window, too.
We're doing holy work here. The prophet demands it.
Oh, please. The prophet demands that you abuse some poor mushroom dealer and steal her stuff.
Silence, heretic!
that's Blinky. That's an eye patch voice.
Right, I see. That's an eye patch voice. That's a new one. Oh, please. You wouldn't know your god if they jumped up and down and smacked you in the face with their genitals.
That can be arranged.
You're not in this picture.
I have heart 3.
Unnecessary. Back in your box.
Like, Blinky and Clyde sort of shuffle together and whisper to each other very quickly. We're willing to take the mushrooms and go.
And how does Miss Draenor feel about that?
I need those mushrooms to live!
So that'd be a no.
Alright, so yeah, are you menacing them at gunpoint at this point?
I kind of am, yeah.
Is this a sort of, fuck off or shoot, or are we using a softer leverage on this?
This is a drop the loot, then fuck off.
Okay.
Or shoot.
So, yeah. You're clearly armed.
Very clearly
armed. How many seconds are you willing to give them before that trigger's pulled?
Alright, children. I'm gonna count to 3.
That's an aggro. Yeah. It's a little difference, but it's important. Ooh, 6.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
6.
Please don't pull a Humperdinck. I think you're bluffing.
So Clyde mutters, 3 is a magic number in many histories. And Blinky says, yes, sorcery. I think the prophet would like to meet this one. Bilge! At which point you feel just a massive, beefy arm lock around your neck, and a sort of oddly skinny other arm sort of gets hold of the pistol arm, and you're wrestled off your feet.
So, pistol arm's been...
So yeah, you're in a headlock, and they've snatched the pistol arm with their other hand.
That's cool. With my free hand, I go for my machete, unsheath, and slam backwards.
Alright, so, we'll cut scene at you being lifted off the ground, and you're sort of snatching at the machete.
Machete
hand.
There you go, that's...
Sorry, we're just going to transition a bit. Mm-hmm. So, You...
Adrian's dead. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Before explosions happen, you have, I imagine, strapped October to the,
to a table?
To the work, to your workbench.
I have.
All right. What's the plan from here?
So what, her wounds are just a head wound.
Yeah, like, she's got a lot of incidental injuries. Like, there's a...
I have a knee strain, a head concussion, and most recently a brain injury.
Yeah.
As well as a couple minor knife wounds.
So for a few there's a few knife slashes on her, and a lot of blunt trauma, essentially.
So the thing I'm trying to help her with is the blunt trauma.
The most obvious thing at the moment that's killing her is the head injury, which may have been her hitting her head on the back of the closet when you threw her in there.
Or getting punched in the face before that.
Yeah, you have
punch her into a closet.
You have mighty mechanics fists.
Yes, I do.
To be honest, I just imagine you lifting the car without a jack.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Zeus? Oh yeah.
That's one of the booby traps.
I have booby traps. Remember?
Yes.
Okay, so I start rummaging through my stuff, trying to find some clean water.
All right.
Because that's not something I have a lot of.
Yeah, I can see you having a bottle or two of distilled, but you usually keep that for personal use.
So, yeah, I'm going to grab some of that and probably some pretty dirty rags. Mm. probably quite a lot of oil on them. But...
Yep, yeah, you got some rags, a lot of oil.
And I'm going to... wash her face? I mean, what am I supposed to do with blunt force trauma?
Yeah,
like
you're gonna wanna somehow relieve the concussion is essentially pressure on the brain. So
hole in the skull.
she proposes October, having just strapped you to a table.
I'm gonna make a hole in your brain. Is that okay? In fact, you don't have a setting. You're already strapped to the table. So...
are you going to resist?
Are you going to resist?
Do you have a counter-argument?
Hey, no. That actually sounds... Yeah.
Pretty good.
My head hurts pretty bad, so... let some of that hurt.
I can't imagine it getting worse.
How much worse?
It can get pretty bad, but let's see how
you could die on that table.
I'm assuming that I'm going to act under fire.
It is pretty fucking terrifying, but we'll get to that in a moment.
So, I suppose I should probably read the sitch to make sure that I'm not gonna.
Yeah, sure. If you want to read it before you dive in.
Too hard.
Yeah, exactly. I don't actually have any form of skills in such areas.
Yeah, it is.
People are like machines.
Yeah, people are a lot like machines.
That's true.
Yeah,
and I don't like you that much that I care.
Yeah. However you want to investigate this, if you're sort of checking her over and trying to figure out the best way to deal with the problem, I guess that would probably be sharp.
Yeah.
Whereas if you are asking the god of metal to guide you...
Ooh! That sounds tempting.
Hmm.
Fucking guardian of metal.
But not helpful. I actually want helpful right now. So sharp.
Sharp? Okay, so yeah, read away. It is a charged situation. Someone is dying on your bench.
Yay!
All right, so that's a 9 plus 1 makes 10, so you get 3 questions off the list. The moves are over here. So, read a charge, sitch.
Oh, I don't have my glasses.
Now, the enemy in this case could be time, but it could also be the shit exploding. Right? The explosions have stopped, actually.
Which enemy is the biggest threat in terms of medical?
Yeah,
I assume.
Once again, it is the brain hemorrhage, but you can spend that answer for a plus 1 on the roll if you want, so...
You can...
when you're attempting to treat her,
yeah,
you can take a plus 1 on that, because now you know that the brain hemorrhage is the trouble.
Okay. What is my enemy's true position? I suppose, like, where is the brain hemorrhage?
Yeah, the pressure is building up on the right side of her head.
Right side
of
her head.
If you're
going
to make an incision, that's where it's going to need to be.
That's going to need to be, I can't imagine that I would need many more of these, but,
Yeah. Best way through might be an option.
Oh, yeah. What is my best way in? Way past or... Yeah.
Or way past the problem.
Way past the problem.
Get through the skull, drain the
fluid. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
You need one of those...
I need to strap her head slightly more securely than she currently is. So, like,
belt.
Yeah. just imagine you taking off your belt
and just
sort of threading the drill.
I'm wearing
the
utility
buckle,
belt.
Yeah.
It's probably got several belts attached to it. I can't imagine. And I put down my goggles with all the bits on the front.
Yeah.
I forgot I was wearing those.
I now need
some form of device for hole making.
Mm. This is what I'm trying to remember what they're called. You can get, it's like a drill bit attachment, but it looks like a cookie cutter with some.
Oh, yeah, like a diamond drill bit. So it's got like a flat bit with a pointy bit at the top. So
that would make a big hole.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose I don't need to make such
a big hole. Doesn't need to be a big hole.
It just needs to be a hole. Okay,
so just a drill.
I feel like she's actually saying all of this.
Yes, yeah. Say it out.
It doesn't have to be that big a hole.
Yeah, I pick up something and go, no, too big.
Yeah, she puts the rail gun up against your head. No, too much power.
Too much. So I find
a
small jewelry saw or something, like a drill or something.
Yeah,
so it's like really, really small.
Really fine drill, yeah.
Like, with like a diamond drill bit or something. You've got to keep it strong.
Yep, absolutely.
And a drill ahead.
All right. how's October doing in this situation? Just asking.
You can't move.
Oh,
I can't move. No.
Well, you have allowed yourself to be strapped to the bench.
I am.
Yes.
Anything you want to add before someone drills through your skull?
It's amazing. I am.
Just anything, October.
You've got any
catatonic fear?
Yeah. This is.
You can do anything, or just let me put a hole in your head.
Yeah, no, I want to.
You want the hole? Cool.
My button just fell off.
Oh, it's fine.
It's
cool.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
all right, if you're not going to do anything about it, October, the head drilling commences.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes! This seems like a good idea.
That's an acting under fire for you, Lemma. To very carefully drill into the skull. That's 8, 9. Okay, so yeah, you get a difficult choice or strange bargain. Okay.
Which bit of the brain is going to be?
Yeah, it's more a hard choice for you. But yes, you do knock through the skull like it's not even there. You sort of.
But I
you don't want to be doing that in a skull.
Yeah.
No, I just threw the skull. No
yeah,
touching of
the
brain.
Skull,
with
no
the drill.
Brain touching.
Cool.
You sort of thread
it.
You sort of.
I do it like
little...
it's a hand one. Nothing is like electrically powered in my shop.
Fair enough.
Like,
so, yeah,
except
yeah,
the things I've built.
Sometimes
crank
powered.
Most things are crank powered.
You set it up on one of those old Singer sewing machines. So you're working it with your foot like a potter's wheel.
And then she sees
like
inside the brain and there's a cricket.
And that's the trouble.
All
right.
Just looking out at you going,
hey. Do you have any barter or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, normally you'd start with a certain amount, but yeah.
I don't remember.
No, it'd be in your gear. Starting gear.
In addition to your workspace, you have oddments worth 3 barter.
All right, yeah, so now that distilled water, that's valuable. You can get October back in working order. You can drain out all the fluids, but to keep the wound clean and non-infected, that bard is going to have to go.
What, all my clean water?
Your distilled water, you'd have to spend a lot of time making more.
So to keep her alive?
To keep, well, yeah, to...
Or at least not infectious.
Yes.
Or infected.
Mm.
I mean, she's alive, like, I didn't agree to, like, keep her alive for a long time.
But you do need her to get the glove.
I do need
her
to get. Yeah,
but you
I
don't know
it.
What would happen to the glove if she died. That may be very
bad. I'll use my water.
All right. So yeah, you strike off 1 barter in this case. So you have 2 remaining.
Where do I?
You
put
click.
That?
You've got like a barter counter.
So strike off 1. So if
so
I have
you're
3,
down to 2 now.
So 2 barter.
So yeah, and yeah, you sort of you drain out the fluid, you clean the wound, and you seal it up. Like you would.
Like a little plug.
I sort of imagine you sort of soldering it onto her head with wax.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're not a medic. You deal with machinery.
Yeah.
But, yes.
I put a little screw in to fill the hole.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could patch it with metal if you want
to
just bolt the damn thing on.
I used to put coins in the trepanning hole.
Pop rivets, anything.
Ew. Yeah, sure.
And coconut milk. Apparently that's really good for it, too.
Yeah. I don't have any of that. I just use more water.
I don't think coconuts existed.
Yeah, the frozen city's a little shy on coconuts at the moment.
Like, I do grow, like, various things in
maybe I'll stock orange, but yeah.
Coconuts
it's
not
just
one
now
of
the frozen city.
That's sad. That's unfortunate. You don't know when you might need them.
That's
pretty
hard
stuff. Yeah, and because
the
milk is sterile.
Okay. So, yes, you have successfully pop-riveted the wound shut, and October is alive! You may move your harm down to 9. Not quite as good as an angel treatment, but it stopped you from dying.
No death for you.
And you've got a charming metal skull jewellery piece.
That's
I'm sure
awesome.
You can make it work.
You've got to barter with me to make it look it pretty.
And yes, she costs you money, so... She costs you money, so that however you feel about that is up to you. You still have a strap to a table.
Yeah, well, you owe me big. Like, I want this glove.
I owe you,
yeah. So, talk to me about this glove, now that we're out of the
danger zone.
The danger zone! how am I going to get this glove, and what's it going to do for me? I want it.
Well, I just went through brain surgery, so how lucid am I going to be?
Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
you stay awake for brain surgery. They don't put you on that
point. I attempt to stay conscious and lucid.
Yeah, you're fine. You're awake.
Okay, I'm fine, okay.
You're still strapped to a table.
I'm not...
You're in a decent amount of pain.
Oh, it hurt the skull drilling, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It hurts, but yes, you are...
Okay.
You're not getting any worse.
Bit of a headache.
Massive migraine, yeah.
Bit of a
yeah. Bit of a
just
headache.
A kind of throbbing.
It's been a bad day.
Okay, so
no, I begin to tell the story of the glove.
How much do you tell of the murdering?
Hey, I all of it.
Okay, you give her full disclosure. Okay.
Not here for this.
Yeah.
A little while back in the casino,
ooh,
which is vaguely recognized as it was a hold of some level.
Yeah.
These three wandered in,
uh-huh,
stole a prize car, killed the inhabitants, and their leader, Saint Sybil. October seduced her, and then shivved her to death in her own room.
For no apparently good reason.
That's one.
In the process,
she fucked the things that most people want.
Shifted during sex. Yes.
Having fucked and attempted to kill her.
Yep.
Sybil, incidentally, a elated psychic, used the violation glove to invade October's mind.
Cool.
She's in there. Sybil is in the glove and in the...
Oh, yeah, I forgot you didn't know.
Didn't know why you consulted with the glove last time.
Here's the neat bit. So, October's wandering around with this glove and treating Sybil like her own personal prophet, except that Sybil really doesn't like October much.
Okay.
And
Sybil's
like,
only saved my life, like... twice now.
Yeah.
She's under orders to deliver the glove to Mother Superior, the Heartholder on the lake.
I've tried to do.
And in the event that you attempt to remove it, Sybil will probably just kill October.
And that's bad for me, why?
I mean, I just saved her, so I suppose I do want her around.
Why?
But I'm...
You don't have to.
Well, because I don't know what the glove will do when she's dead.
Yeah, good point.
So
that's science.
Yeah. So I'd rather keep her alive and keep it contained to her than potential evil psychic glove.
All right. So Lemma, having heard this story, what's your reaction?
She probably wants to tie her back down.
Having heard the story, you sort of blink twice, walk away, come back with more belts, and
strap her down a bit more.
Okay.
Or no, she's not strapped to the table, but she is tied up.
Yeah.
She can walk around, but
she's on a leash. Okay.
She's on a leash. Yes.
Okay.
Can I have a drink of water? Or
I just used my clean water on you. There is no clean water left. You don't have a head wound.
You get to drink snow.
Snow.
All right.
Yeah, so, okay. I
the rattling of chains becomes the rattling of a rope bridge. Pedro, yeah. you sit amongst the wind and the cold and the snow above the fiery destroyer of worlds. What's the plan?
Okay. So I do want to set it off. But before I set it off, what I really want to do is to get people to come within range of its explosion.
How do you propose to do that, Pedro?
So what I'm thinking is that I say my death monologue to the psychic maelstrom in order to bring wanderers from the, you know, wanderers into the place around me. Bring the people around.
Alright, monologue away, Fred.
Okay.
Jack doesn't want to miss the monologue.
Oh, well, we can make the Jack to come back.
Like, how are you going to set off? You just, like, whack it with your pistol? Like, it shoots off a bullet and ricochets and hits you in the head?
that's possible. Yeah.
He hasn't decided how he begins the explosion, just that it's going to happen.
I have a whiskey bottle and I have a revolver.
So, yeah.
And I have the distance of my drop.
So, yeah, Pedro, gun in one hand, hip flask in the other. In black and white, Akira Kurosawa style.
Calling out to the psychic maelstrom as I do it.
Yep.
I'll do the monologue.
Do the monologue. Do the monologue.
We waited.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, Pedro, like I say, on the bridge, gun in one hand, hip flask in the other, black and white, he's monologuing to the psychic maelstrom, far
above
away, Fred.
Above the
atomic bomb.
The partially broken open atom bomb, yes.
Okay.
What?
It's been broken open the whole time.
Yeah, radiation. Snow.
Okay.
And giving marmots intelligence
and cancer.
Okay, so the monologue starts. Now is the winter of our discontent. Made glorious summer by this son of cunts. And all the clouds that lowered upon our marmot den, in the deep bosom of the earth buried. Now are our brows bound with victorious, what's a wreath but a cunty wreath? Our bruised...
Meat hoop.
Our bruised marmot bodies
hung
up for monuments. Our stern alarms changed to merry meetings. Our dreadful measures to delightful... marches to delightful measures. Grim-visaged war hath smoothed his wrinkled cunt. And now, instead of mounting barbed steeds... to fright the souls of fearful... What are they called? What are our adversaries called? The stupid...
Shingles.
He capers nimbly in a lady's chamber to the lavish pleasings of a cunt. But I, that am not made for sportive tricks, nor to amorous looking glass... I, that am rudely stamped in want of... Love's majesty to strut before a wanton ambling cunt. I that am tailed of proportion, cheated of cunt by dissembling nature, deformed unfinished, sent before my time into this breathing world, half cunted up, and so lamely and unfashionably that dogs bark at me as I hail to them. Why I, in this weak, piping time of peace, have no delight to pass away the time, unless to see my shadow in the cunt, and descend on mine own deformity. And then I'll do it, because the rest of it's...
Mine own deformity. All right, thunder crashing.
And it was glorious!
And beneath him, Pedro sees faces. Pedro sees, you know, mutant and pseudo-normal alike looking up from the street, you know. You hear the crunching of boots a little ways away and, you know, figures in black and red coming down the street. You recognize Mother Superior's own murder patrols coming down with, you know, a small gang of them with shotguns. And beneath you is the Destroyer of Worlds, flashing and flickering on the street beneath you.
Keep going. Just stop rocking on
that. Yeah, flashing and flickering in the street beneath you with its terrible, terrible mutating light.
Okay, I want to figure out how to destroy it most likely way that I could possibly destroy it.
I feel like making a weird is probably appropriate.
Okay.
Because things are pretty weird right now, so...
8.
Alright. Okay, so it's a sort of half and half, but yeah, alright. So Pedro, his own deformity, people gather around. I feel like you're just sort of going to swan dive backwards off the bridge and plummet into the fiery core of the bomb. Is this how this is going
to
go?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Shooting, trying to do damage to it.
You fall in, firing your pistol as you go, and you plummet into the fire. What Pedro sees is, as he falls into the fiery core, the world-burning energy courses outwards, it courses outwards, leveling the city, destroying everything he sees. You know, in black and white, the wave of fire just collapses civilization as it's known. And in the distance, you know, savages will be telling stories of the day the world ended again.
Is that the noise you're making as you die?
Except because he's a fucking mum. And imagine Yzma when she gets turned into a cat in the Emperor's New Groove.
what actually happens is a dead rat thing falls into a mildly throbbing bomb, and there's a small blast showering radiation across a couple of neighbourhoods. Some people sort of stagger away,
burned badly,
and you know, a guy in the Mother Superior's uniform. What the fuck was that? So the bomb goes off. It scatters itself across a couple of city blocks. You get a dirty bomb blast rather than a full one, but I think that's probably the end of Pedro.
Yeah, I think
probably.
So yeah. Thanks, Pedro. Aww. It's been good. we can take a little break for you to fill out a new character if you like.
Ah, the Summer of Cats.
Yeah.
The
Summer
of Cats. You can find more of the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast at our website, liberationindustries.net. Our theme music is Analog Boys by T. Gamble, courtesy of freesfx.co.uk. Until next time, folks, this has been Liberation Industries. You cannot find us, we don't exist.